Hey, Dog Pound, welcome to another edition of Browns Insider with Mike Pettin, driven by Liberty Four. Coach, good to be with you here today. Obviously, an exciting week for many reasons. Final home game of the regular season. Hopefully, we'll have another one in the playoffs at First Energy Stadium. And, of course, the quarterback switch, the Johnny Manziel era, officially underway. Kind of walk us through that decision-making process that led you to Johnny getting his first start this Sunday.
Well, it really wasn't just a one-game decision. It was just kind of the body of work. And the unfortunate part of it is we hadn't been playing that well around the quarterback. We always talk about it being 1-11th, even though it's the most important position, that it is just one guy out of 11. And we hadn't been playing well around Brian, but just still his level of play had gotten to the point where it necessitated a move. And it was unfortunate because he's been great for us. We wouldn't be anywhere near where we are playing a meaningful game here in December without him. But after the game and consulting with the staff, we felt it was the way to go, that we had stagnated a little bit on offense and felt that Johnny could bring a little different energy, a little different dynamic to that group. But I also challenged the other guys on offense that we're just not going to sit back and watch him play, that everybody has to elevate their level of play in order for us to be successful. It would be very foolish to think that we could just go out and play the same and expect different results.
Yesterday you said that you'd be a liar if you weren't going to say that you were excited to see Johnny Manziel. What is it about him that has you so excited?
Well, I just think his ability to run the offense, first and foremost, make plays within the structure, and then I think what everybody wants to see is when plays get off schedule, when the original read isn't there, when the pocket breaks down, what types of things is he able to do. We saw throughout his college career, it's one of the big reasons why he's here, his ability to improvise. He's shown flashes of it so far, a little bit in the Buffalo game. He's certainly shown it in practice, playing scout team quarterback, going against our starting defense. So, like I said, I would be a liar if I wasn't excited about it. Coaches were fans of the game as well, and you want to see offensive production and big plays, but it just comes with a warning that we don't need to look to make that big play all the time, and that's something we've spoke to him already, and we'll continue to kind of hammer that point home every week. I've already mentioned it, that every pass play doesn't need to turn into a punt return, doesn't have to be a touchdown. Let's take what's there, and the few times during the game when it does break down, we'll see what he can do.
How has he been in practice, and has anything changed about him? How is he carrying himself now that he is the starter?
Different. I mean, it's when you're the starter, I think you're going to be in a different frame of mind, and he's taking command of the huddle, and whether we're huddling up or whether we're doing some of the up-tempo stuff, he's been very assertive, and it's been a good week so far, and it's fun to see some of the things that we were running before earlier in the year that we've resurrected. Didn't install a whole new offense. I certainly think that we could do that in a short week, but there are some things that we feel better suits his skill set, and hopefully we'll see them get executed on Sunday.
When you put your defensive hat on, what are the challenges that a quarterback like Johnny presents, and how does that help the offense of the Browns kind of get that ground game going and also make some of those bigger plays?
It's difficult to defend a scrambling quarterback. I mean, that's one of the first things when you start the game plan, you always ask the question about the quarterback. Is he a runner? If he does run, does he look to throw while he's running, or is he a pure scrambler? Is he just looking to run? So it's a big part of it, and you have to change. Got to change up your pass rush games. Sometimes you have to waste a player and keep him out of the mix just as a spy on that player to kind of flush him out there and run him down. It's a lot easier playing against those guys where you can kind of draw an X on the field and know they're going to be pretty close to it as the play develops. So I'm sure as Cincinnati looks at him that it's good news, bad news. Good news is, hey, we're going against a rookie in his first start. The bad news is the guy has some escapability that we need to account for. So it's the challenge for us to make sure that we don't put him in that situation where he has to make too many plays on his own.
The other big decision this week came at the kicker position. You elected to stay with Billy Cundiff. He's been great on kickoffs. Now he's missed a field goal in 5 straight games. What kind of led you to stick with your veteran kicker?
We're confident in Billy. Billy's a professional that he knows that that's his job, and he's got to make those kicks. But we didn't want to hit the panic button. We brought in a couple guys to work out, but sometimes you don't want to make that emotional move just after the game. We still feel that Billy gives us the best opportunities. The kickoffs are a big part of it, and he just knows that when he gets an opportunity to make a field goal, he's got to bang it through.
I know you said that that game against Indianapolis probably hurt more than anyone so far this year. But coming out of that game, the silver lining, the way the defense played against the number one offense in the NFL. How proud are you of this defense considering all the people stepping up, whether it be Craig Robertson, whether it be Jim Leonard, to continue to play at such a high level?
And it's a compliment to the coaches on that side of the ball. They've been relentless in how they've coached those guys, and they've made sure that the guys that weren't the starters were ready to play, and there's true evidence of that those guys have stepped in and played well. And then to me, it's probably a bigger tribute to the players in the room, their character and their competitiveness and their pride, that they know what we're trying to build here, and they truly believe in the system and the whether it's the concepts or whether it's just the mentality of how we're going to play. But they also know it's a week-to-week deal, that you can never relax and take a week off. And this week presents a big challenge for us. They got a great group of receivers, can run the football. They get Giovanni Bernard back. We know we're going to face a better Andy Dalton than we faced a month ago. He's been playing good football of late. So it's, like I said, it's a huge challenge.
In Collision Low Crossers, the book that detailed that season with the Jets, there started to become a rift between the defense and the offense on that Jets team. Doesn't seem to be the case at all here with the Browns. What does that say about kind of the locker room and just the overall leadership of this team, that even in times when the defense plays at, you know, basically a Super Bowl level like they did last week, that they don't let it kind of get in the way of the team and moving forward?
No, they know. You win as a team, you lose as a team. And they understand the plight on the other side and some of the issues that the offense is going through. And when you have good guys, that's how it's going to play out. That guys are competitive and they want to win, and every once in a while you'll hear something. But that's very natural. But at the end of the day, I think everybody understands we're all wearing the same logo. We all have each other's back.
All right, when we come back, we're going to get into this Bengals game coming off the big win in Cincinnati on Thursday night and looking to sweep the season series for the first time since 2002 when we return on Browns Insider with Mike Pettine, driven by Liberty Ford.